WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Spartan Mindset, your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you train savage, live free, and dominate every single day. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? You know that feeling when anger, sadness, or fear just drags you down, keeping you stuck in the past? We all experience negative emotions. It's part of being human. But the key, my friends, is not suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to let go and move on. Today, we're diving into the powerful art of releasing those negative emotions that are holding you back from living your best life. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help spiel. This is about getting practical, understanding how these emotions work, and developing strategies to actually break free. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, acknowledge and accept those feelings. Don't judge yourself for feeling angry, sad, or scared. Those emotions are valid. Bottling them up only makes things worse. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to suppress a physical injury. You'd address it, treat it, and move on to healing. Emotions are the same way. Second, identify the triggers. What sets these negative feelings off? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Understanding your triggers is crucial because it allows you to take control. You can start to anticipate them, develop coping mechanisms, and ultimately avoid those situations that consistently drag you down. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you want to know what sets off an alarm in your house so you could fix the problem? Third, don't dwell on the past. We all make mistakes, we all have bad experiences. But dwelling on them only keeps you stuck. It's like constantly replaying a bad movie. It doesn't change anything. Instead, focus on learning from those experiences and moving forward. You can even reframe those negative events as opportunities for growth and resilience. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in those negative thought spirals that can quickly drag you down. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. Your social circle has a huge impact on your overall well-being. Spending time with supportive, uplifting individuals can help you maintain a more positive outlook and navigate those tough times with greater ease. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer. She's talented, passionate about her work, but she constantly feels overwhelmed by deadlines and client demands. This stress leads to anxiety, sleepless nights, and even some lashing out at loved ones. One day, Sarah realizes this pattern is becoming toxic. She starts practicing mindfulness techniques, taking short breaks to breathe deeply, focusing on the present moment during work tasks. She also seeks support from a therapist, learning healthy coping mechanisms for stress. Slowly but surely, she begins to let go of those negative emotions and reclaim her power. She finds joy in her work again, sleeps soundly, and strengthens her relationships. Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a powerful reminder that letting go of negative emotions is a journey, not a destination. It takes effort, awareness, and a willingness to change. So, my Spartan listeners, are you ready to ditch the baggage? To step into your power and live with more clarity, joy, and resilience? Start by acknowledging those feelings, identifying your triggers, and focusing on what you can control. Remember, letting go is not about erasing your past. It's about choosing how you respond to it. It's about creating a brighter future for yourself. As always, keep pushing those boundaries, keep striving for greatness, and never forget, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Spartan motivation, and be sure to join the conversation on social media. Let me know your thoughts and how you're applying these tips in your own life. Until next time, train savage, live free, and dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.